MGM podcast. I believe this will be episode 12.
Wow.
I believe, yeah.
1, 2.
Yeah. Man, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
What have we really found to talk about?
Today?
In general.
Oh, I mean, you know, marketing, success, growth, learning how to get your business going, the right way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have probably listened to all of the podcasts thus far, haven't you? Why do you laugh?
Because I don't think they have.
I've touched base on them a little bit.
Emily has touched base on our podcasts.
Can you elaborate on what touch base means? Because I feel like people say it all the time.
Right.
And I don't think I ever say it because I don't think I know what it means.
Right. What does that mean exactly? You've touched base on it.
I have listened to them a little bit. I'm not much of a podcast listener. I'm not going to lie, but...
I love that. She's not a liar either, so that's very important. Okay, perfect.
But I think there's definitely value into it now that I started to get into listening, so...
Okay.
I think it's definitely an avenue to explore.
Great.
Oh, get more information from.
By the way, this is Emily.
Yeah, she's a new contributor. You want to introduce yourself?
Emily? Hi, I'm the newbie on the team, so.
It was Riley last time, but it must be Emily now. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
they both came in about the same time, didn't they?
I think they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, go ahead, Emily. Talk about yourself.
Oh, well, I have a strong agricultural background. I have my family is a pumpkin patch, so I have... done all of our marketing for us over the past few years, and that's where my experience lies. It's been a great learning experience, but jumping on with a team like this is incredible because it opens up so many more different avenues of what I could explore.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about how awesome Emily was on the music video shoot.
Oh, man. You know what? Without Emily, we would not have had a music video shoot, right? Because people would have just quit.
I think we would have fallen apart.
Yeah. So she's really come to the team, and she's been, let me tell you, listen to me carefully. If you have a team, an established team of individuals, right, with varying talents, if you do not have a core organizational, can you say that with me?
Organizational
individual, someone who is going to keep you, nailed it, keep you organized, on track, working towards growth. I mean, I know she is sick and tired of me because she is so organized and she is trying so hard to get us that way. And the problem is she sends this and that. Angie, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I can't think. That's why you're here to think for that, you know, that regard, that right there. So just, you know, I hate to say this, but at an established agency like Growing Media, I just throw people in. It's baptism by fire. I said, you're smart. You're going to do great. If you mess up, and you will, I mean, we're going to be upset. We'll talk about it. But you know what? Just go.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah. Launch.
See? God. That right there, man. That right there. That's
no,
so
but, no, but for real, like having someone like Emily fills all the gaps because when you're working in like, how big is it? It's like 3,000 square feet. Is that where we're at?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Jeez.
When you have 3,000 square feet full of creatives.
It's a lot.
It's just a mess. Like you could see some of our studio spaces. It's just a mess.
It is a mess.
At all times.
Yeah.
And
she knows.
Yeah.
She's nodding her head. She's like.
Yeah. And so having someone like Emily coming in and being like, we should do it this way.
is just a
massive help. And yeah.
So welcome. Okay.
I appreciate it.
So she's going to offer some insight on how your business and what it is that you're doing will improve if you're organized, if you just come up with a system for differing things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good quote. So you never rise to your potential. You always fall to your systems.
Oh, that hurts so badly.
But it's so true.
Dude, we've been doing this like decades. And how many systems do we have in place? I don't know.
Six.
Okay, good. At least we had some systems.
No idea.
See, I didn't even know about the systems. That's great. I do feel like we need to pick up from the last cast, the youpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
We defined it in our terms, right?
Yeah.
But if you search that, there are some individuals who've taken that on as a title. But a youpreneur transcends the old rules of business and builds a sustainable business from the foundation of their experience, their interests, and their personality.
Yeah. I think a big one is their personality.
Oh,
I think personality influencers right now are
right.
One of the bigger things.
Yeah, I think the key word there is influencer. That buzzword gets kind of thrown around a lot, but it's kind of true in a lot of, you know, your Fortune 500s are looking at, you know, what faces are people choosing to look at?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like traditional marketing was make people like this face, but currently with the internet age, people are choosing who they want to spend time ingesting content from. And I think now companies are looking at that being like, who's the next person we should sponsor? And you see it all the time. We're sponsored by so-and-so, we're sponsored by so-and-so. And it's working because it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, a lot of those people are self-made. Nearly all of those people are self-made. You've got some plants here and there. But a lot of those people are self-made because they have what it takes and they have the drive.
And they knew how to get someone's attention, a business, you know, a business person's attention or an owner of a company. And those people are very good about creating that audience for themselves. You know, you can create your audience, right?
Confidence.
Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. The poll from, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we would see a celebrity on a commercial on TV, right? And I'd be like, oh, that's super cool. Like Shaquille O'Neal's repping Icy Hot or something, right?
And he's still doing it, I think.
Anyways, like that's so cool. But nowadays, since all the attention has shifted to social media, right? And so it's like you can't just necessarily put a celebrity in front of that product and it just work anymore because people are going to social media to see something, to experience something. And that could be like entertainment type content or that could be informational content. And so now they're you know, these companies are figuring out like, oh, these people are going on these websites to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we put our product in the hands of these people who, you know, people are after.
Which is
pretty much what Brandon was saying. But I was just really wanted to highlight the shift from TV to social media.
Yeah, it's a huge shift where the numbers that are being generated by analytics on websites like Facebook and YouTube are insane. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to look at the numbers on TikTok. Just TikTok seems to be in everyone's hands. It is a revolution worldwide, and it is like spawning so many different careers left and right. Like every day it feels like some of them crash and burn, but some of them have sustainability. And I think those people are who are going to be the faces of media kind of going forward.
I think there's a balance there. You know, you're right. Everybody has a story and everybody's making videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you choose to make a, you know, hind end of yourself or you're trying to be legit, the problem is with those huge numbers on these newest platforms of social media, they're not real in regard of necessarily being able to push an agenda or a product or whatever. It's simply those people that you caught their attention and they stopped, you know. And we're up against that because we market a lot of businesses who may not have huge numbers, but the numbers they get will register, will come shop, will – you see what I mean? So there's meaningful following and then there's just plain mindless following.
I think you brought up a very good point. And I kind of want to go back to something that was mentioned last episode. There was talk about NFTs in the last episode. And I think meaningful numbers is a really good thing to bring up when you're looking at social media influencing and monetization and NFTs. We are still in that NFT bubble where we don't know if cryptocurrency is going to last the times or if it's going to drop or if TikTok is going to drop. I mean, just a few years ago, there was a social media that almost peaked where TikTok is called Vine.
Vine.
It disappeared.
Right.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. It just takes
there's just a few different things. Yeah.
From under all of these people and their platforms gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes with like cryptocurrency and stuff like that. We know the tried and true. And I think it's smart. And what we do here at GM is we're prepared for anything.
Mm-hmm. We got Prescott behind the camera. Prescott, come on out. He's one of our regular contributors. And the one thing that I enjoyed with Prescott from the start is he had done a really good job. I don't know if you purchased a particular system. What is it about the hashtag or how do you get individuals to follow? Because I know you really had your finger on the pulse of that at one time.
Oh, yeah. So funny thing about hashtags is TikTok's trying to phase them out.
Yeah.
Because TikTok has been the leading video platform, and they're trying to push based on what you look at. So, I mean, for example, like, I am very interested in, like, quick tutorials as well as, like, other, like, tech kind of stuff.
Sure.
So my stuff's always pushed in that way. Mm-hmm. And whereas like hashtags, I'm like, oh, I got a hashtag that, I got a hashtag that. And when I'm doing research on a year ago, they're like, you need 4 hashtags to make subcategories so that you can push it into that. So it stays organized, but right. also you can reach that niche. And now they're trying to push it to make quality content that speaks for itself.
Okay.
And it's really weird with that transition because I grew up with a lot of social media that took off, and it's completely different how you market yourself now.
Exactly. Every week, I think it's different how you market yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's almost just like pick one.
Blitzkrieg marketing like, almost.
Yeah, pick one and stick with it is kind of the game now.
All right, look at the camera and say hi and good morning and all that good stuff.
Good morning. Okay. Afternoon.
All right.
That's goodbye. Yeah,
that's goodbye in German. Okay. So make sure Lucas stays, you know, how he gets if he's not in focus. So if you want to go make sure that that's still on and all that good stuff. He gets very irritable if he's not. If he's not seen by his audience, but so we know that no matter all of these trends and such that happen to be changing at the speed of like sound or light or whatever, just fast, right?
Yeah.
Like fast. That one thing or several things remain true. You have to have good content, right? You can put out some garbage and maybe get some laughs, and I'm not going to say that that's not going to work, and I'm not going to say that we're not going to see some of those videos and say, okay, yeah, we got to use that. You know, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. You need that really good content and then some really sound advice on placing safely and then placing with a little risk to see if you can take it to that next level. And I think that's, you know, that's what we do well. And that's the fun part of the job is standing and saying, how much money did I make for you, you know, last quarter or whatever? And hey, people are making money. So that's why we still have jobs.
Yeah. And I think, you know, money is always a good, you know, tool to measure
yeah.
how, you know, how we did. But I think sometimes when you're starting out, you don't necessarily want to use that as your main measurement tool.
True.
You want to see your view, your audience, mm-hmm. how they're responding. Are you gaining more of an audience? You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. the more people you have kind of in your circle, the more likely they're going to end up buying from you.
True.
Right?
True.
When you're first starting, don't necessarily worry about the numbers. Obviously, you need to make money, but mm-hmm. but don't be crazy about the numbers. That's kind of my personal opinion.
Very good point. And Emily learned, she had a good little assessment this week about the importance. Here she goes back to this organizational part. So the importance of starting early. You know, in planning your family. And this, listen, their pumpkin patch, while it, you know, you can come up with any picture in your mind when you say a pumpkin patch. But when you look at their website and what they do, I mean, you're talking about a tourist destination. You're talking about locals getting super excited about harvest and fall every year. And what you found is by starting now, your father allowing you to get started early, the returns and the participation already you want to speak about. It's remarkable.
Yes, I really believe that the earlier you can get things going, everybody wants to have their lives planned out as good as they can, I feel like. I mean,
do they really?
Well, there's
kind of like a...
There is fun to spontaneity, but when it comes to committing to activities and committing to... I mean, because that's a big draw. The vendor fairs, that's... You know, it's a big draw for customers, and it allows people to really make some money. And I feel like
it does.
And I feel like that's where people really want to plan ahead, get ahead, and
it's going to be a better event because now those vendors can, you know, they've got something to promote.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be several months down the road, but hey, we're going to be excited to go to the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm. And fall is such a crazy time. There's literally an activity every single weekend in the fall, multiple activities to choose from. So I think it's really important to get ahead and get in people's mind and be like, oh, hey, this is where we want to go. This is what we want to do. Decide on that months in advance so that they don't, you know, pursue another avenue.
Yeah. And if you can lock in those vendors, you can promote them too, you know, because they're, mm-hmm. you know, I think there are particular vendors out there that people like to go just support, right?
No
and so if you can get a few of those, people will show up.
Hey, good mm-hmm. job getting like Chick-fil-A. They're coming out or what? I mean, some pretty big ones.
I would love to get Chick-fil-A out there. Do they have a food truck?
Who knows? You know? Oh, probably several.
Yeah.
Probably several.
Well, contact me if you'd like, so I can get you a spot.
That's awesome. Yeah, good deal. And you know, guys, if you haven't seen this, what's the name again?
Marlo's Pumpkin Patch.
Marlo's Pumpkin. And that makes sense because that's your last name. Yeah. Okay. Marlo's Pumpkin Patch. Dude, if you are a thrill seeker, they've got like this slide that comes down from this silo. What's the drop or what's the height?
It's a 40-foot tall slide.
Dude, we're going.
Yep.
We're doing it.
We need to do a spiel segment there.
Oh, we're doing a whole show, especially with Chick-fil-A. I mean, great. We're going to have a blast.
I want to see everybody come down the slide. I want to see everybody's reaction.
Chick-fil-A, can we go together? Me breaking my arm. Let's do it.
As long as we go together, I mean, anything can happen. So.
Prescott's going to smash a pumpkin over Brandon's head. It's going to be great.
You know, A soft one, please. Yes. Okay.
One that's rotted for a while.
I can take a shower. I can't get my brain unconcussioned. That's right.
You can't. The concussion would not be a good thing.
You'd be surprised what the body's capable of, Brandon.
No doubt. Well, exciting. Listen, we've said that this podcast is different. It's original. We're showing you our market abilities, and by having a large number of contributors, we're finding that this is working.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to come in, get their voice heard.
That's right.
This podcast studio is always open.
Yeah.
Always. It's in Carbondale. It's beautiful.
Illinois.
Look at this table.
Man, this is a very expensive table. I thought Ben Adelini. I always say it wrong. I thought he was our friend, and he is. But, you know, it's like when you get the invoice and it's like $1,000, I'm like, dude, was that with the friends and family discount?
We know you're out there, Ben.
Yeah.
We're watching you.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. And, I mean, you're on to something. If you like podcasts and you want a place, you're not going to find a studio better than this. It's absolutely stunning, and it is customizable. We won't make you keep our logo up there when you're doing your podcast because that would just be
weird. We'll put your logo up.
Your logo has to be cool, though.
Absolutely. But we do look for big boss kind of people, like individuals out there really making a name for themselves. Chick-fil-A will do just fine. The CEO, we'd like to have you on Market Abilities. You know, we'd like to have you sit here at
the
very nice table. We're getting there, Brandon. You've got to invite them to things first and do all that. But anyway, so we do want to bring in some real, you know, influencers or individuals who have done it and done it well over the years. So why reinvent the wheel? Find out.
Yeah.
Ask those hard questions. Don't be afraid to say, you know, how much do you make a year? They'll never answer that question. You know, I found that, you know, when you go in and talk to kids.
Well, that's because those guys don't make anything.
They don't, no.
Yeah.
They work for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they love what they do, right?
Well, no, tax evasion, but yeah.
Hey, now that was not in any relation to any of the conversations we had about anyone else. You just blew our... Man, okay, can we rewind? Do you guys know what that means? When you rewind, like a tape.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we got to get out of here. We don't have a whole lot of time, but a lot of great things in the new year. We're keeping our fingers on the pulse of everything you need to know about. And if you are a business owner, we're here to help. GrowingMediaMarketing.com. If you want to do a podcast, yours is probably going to be better than ours. We can also hook you up with a studio. Music videos. Hey, guys, we're releasing our music video this week. Walk Hard.
Yep.
Diamonds and Whiskey.
I'm so excited to see that.
This podcast episode will probably come out about a month since we released it.
Okay.
Yeah, so but I will.
Thanks for setting that up.
I will leave a link in our description to the video.
That is awesome. That's going to be great. And we plan to win Best Music Video of the Year on both CMT, the country genre, and like MTV, like the rock side of things.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? There.
Yeah, because it kind of teeters on both, doesn't it?
Totally. We're going to win it all.
Yeah. So I would like to close us out with kind of a theme that I've noticed this podcast. We were talking about doing that. Daniel was talking about it last episode. I think that when it comes to marketing yourself, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Preparedness. Knowing what you're up against, knowing the trends. We talked about trendy things. So knowledge is power. Do your homework and be prepared like Emily is.
Yes. That's good. Very good summation. I like that. And were you going to name the podcast? Because that's the other thing. Or shall we let Emily name this podcast?
Yeah, Emily.
What would you call this one? Three words.
Three words for this podcast.
Three words?
Right? What was Daniel named it last hour? It was, Oh, man, how soon we forget.
Well, I know. We've talked about it a lot. But why does it have to be three words? That's what I was wondering.
You don't want it long, man. You don't want, like, a five-word title. Just weird, right?
Sure.
What did he say? like know your role, you know. What? Not three words? You don't have
no,
to.
No, it was, but I was just questioning your
dude, I'm all about small. I'm all about short and alliteration. Remember that about me. All right. Okay.
We could do short, sweet, and unexpected. That would definitely
short,
be
short, sweet, and unexpected.
Yeah, because this will be a shorter podcast.
Yes, so. Short, sweet, unexpected, : Chick-fil-A. Right
there. Please, yes. Please sponsor, please.
Yes. All right. Okay, that's all we got.
Thank
anybody
you.
Else? All right. Notice the piano was a little different that time.
No, I don't think so. I think you just heard it better that time.
I totally expect our theme music to be up here sooner rather than later.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.